All right, here now at the conclusion of the draft, just made your final pick, John Corey Nelson, linebacker from Oklahoma. How much time have you spent with him? What do you guys like about him?
You know, he's a guy that can come in and compete for a job. He's got great speed and has a nose for the football. So he'll provide some competition, have a chance to make our team.
You spend so long getting ready for these last 3 days. I know you literally just turned in the last pick, but how do you feel now? You made some trades. You got some players you like. You've talked very highly of these guys so far, but now this another run through this process for you. How do you feel now? Still with some work to do with the unsigned college free agents.
Yeah, you know, it was good. I think we're happy with, there's no question, happy with how everything's turned out. A lot of man hours have gone into this. The scouting staff did a tremendous job, as well as the personnel department. So it worked out well. We got a lot, got the guys we wanted. And as you said, we got to see if we can get some college free agents here and fill out the roster and then take a breather for a minute.
I remember you said last year, whoever did the best job getting these guys on the phone and getting them to come here might have a spot at one of your dealerships pushing some cars. Is that the case this year? Like you said on Monday, there isn't perhaps it's not as much of a destination for these guys because there is so much talent here.
Yeah, it's getting to be a harder and harder sell all the time. But we'll do the best we can because Denver's a great place to be. So, but it is a harder sell. But they always, yeah, the guy with the that gets most CFAs always has a job at John Owe Chevrolet.
Well, thanks again for your time and all the last 3 days. Thanks again for participating in this. We appreciate it.
You bet, Chris.